Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conscious.with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show. And I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. Well, welcome, everybody, for tonight being here. And we have a very interesting guest. Actually, I brought my guest from last year back, and you would love it. He has absolutely great information. But before we start with the interview, I just wanted to let you know, if you have any questions for the guest tonight, you can call in 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. Well, good evening, and good evening, Werner. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, great. Hi, Magdalena. Happy to be back.
Exactly. I'm so excited that, you know, you actually took the time and be on the show again, because I really liked your, you know, information from last year. And so many things is happening today or by, you know, from day to day. And I thought it would be great to bring you back and just kind of help our listeners, you know, to, you know, with your information. And today, our focus will be actually energetic tools to protect and boost a person's subtle energy field. And for those listeners who do not know about Werner, you are actually native of Austria, and you have actually a diploma engineering in the background, and you also did around 10 years engineering, you know, for the medical field. Plus, you studied actually a traditional Chinese medicine, which I actually very like very much. And also, you did Feng Shui and geopathology. Geopathology is something else what I like, you know, when you present here with our, listeners. So, Werner, is there anything else you would like to let our listener know before we start to with our interview?
No, thank you. You know, I just mentioned my background so people get a bit of an idea that I'm a technical-oriented,
exactly,
rational thinking
yes.
person who yes. found his way over to the energy field, you know, so that's an interesting combination, I think.
Exactly, because a lot of time people, you know, when they see that you actually, what I really like about that you had a, you know, a background in a medical engineer, you know, medical field, that, you know, helps to understand why you're actually, you know, dealing also with Chinese medicine and Feng Shui and geopathology, so that you can kind of blend all these, you know, tools and information together. So, okay, well, now let's do today. Okay, let's talk about energy. Since we are, you know, bundle of energy and surrounded with soup of different frequencies, okay, help us to find a solution and find our way out.
Yeah, you know, the energetic perspective is a really important one, if you, especially when you look at health, you know, and this is
exactly.
always our big interest, you know, if we're not healthy, nothing is really worth it. But if we follow the Western medicine path, you know, usually we only end up treating symptoms. And so what we'd like to do is we'd like to step back and look at it, at a situation a little bit from a bigger perspective. And the first big difference many, many, many years ago was when I found out about homeopathy and other methods, and then I was really interested in Chinese medicine. And Chinese medicine, you know, deals with meridians along the body, which Western medicine doesn't even acknowledge yet, because you can't find them.
Western medicine is more just, you know, you are, you know, this physical look like a meat, a flesh, bones, and, you know, stuff. You know, they are even not incorporating, you know, the energetic aspect. So this is why we are kind of trying to blend that energetic aspect so people can understand.
Yeah, right. You know, when you look back and you look how the energy changes first, because there's always an energy change before there is a physical change, you look, you know, where do energy changes come from? And this is how I got into the feng shui and environmental field, because very often the energies in our environment are not really healthy. And if we don't take care of those, then at some point the body suffers, you know, and illness and chronic situations appear. And so this is why, you know, energy is the big topic behind, and you know, it's called qi in China, and prana in India, and life force, and even I think Star Wars talks about the force, right?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's practically almost there preparing us, you know, for some new way of looking life, and you know, get used to it.
Yeah. And so when you look at, you know, at a situation just from a very scientific physics perspective, you know, and you look into matter and you look into the body and you look in a microscope deeper and deeper in there, you find all these cells, and then you look deeper and you find these molecules. And what molecules and atoms really are and do is they're little particles who swirl around in really, really fast speed, you know. And so to some degree now, when you look at quantum physics, they found out that the particles are not even there as matter, you know, and it's really all vibration. And, you know, vibration is energy, right? When you imagine so that everything, you know, the entire body is practically vibrational energy, then energy responds to other forms of energy in terms of, you know, when they go together, they resonate, they like each other, they enhance each other. And when they don't, when there is a form of stress, maybe, then they dissonate. And dissonate suppresses energy, yeah, and pulls it down, you know. And this is when environmental energies, for example, wear us out and pull us down and weaken us and at some point, you know, make us sick. And that's really the topic of geopathology.
And I was just trying to say that, you know, energy has also energetics anatomy, you know, that is influencing us. So, and, you know, we, as you were saying before, we have also, you know, energies that are good for us and energies that are actually, you know, interact as they are a little, have a negative impact on us. So practically how we can work with that, and I understand it. I think the huge point of Werner today is to understand energies, how they work.
Say again, I didn't understand.
I said, you know, today it's very important to understand energies and how they work.
Yeah, of course. You know, because, again, you know, it's this resonance and dissonance principle.
Exactly, and yes.
You know, and in fact, people knew this in like hundreds of years ago. They naturally felt the energy of the earth, right? And the Native Americans, of course, populations knew that. And just modern civilizations, you know, looked down on this knowledge and thought they don't need to work with that. But if you look at how animals respond to specific areas, you know, a lot of farm animals just are attracted by some spots and avoid other spots. And so people in old times observed nature and observed animals and observed the growth of plants, you know, and there are some areas where nothing really grows, and on other ones everything grows fantastically. And so you find out, you know, which are good spots to build a house later on, and this is really the background of the Chinese version of environmental energies, which is called feng shui, you know, wind and water, how the energy of the landscape affects our living places, and you know, it's a description which in Western Europe more was covered by the art of dowsing and geometry maybe, but geopathology now, pathology is the study of sickness, obviously, and geo, like in geography of the earth, describes sick making earth energies in different forms, you know, in natural underground fault lines and water flows, or in regular grid systems. And there has been, as Europeans, in Europe there has been quite some interesting research for about 100 years now, especially in the German-speaking communities there, who investigated in the 1920s cancer cases, and they found at this point and later on in more research which was done on this, that every single cancer case has a geopathic problem in their house, and very often in their bedroom, where they spend a lot of mm-hmm. time, where you spend 8 hours a day, because geopathic energies are not giving you cancer, what they thought at the beginning, but what they do is they just
destructive energies.
They just radiate a permanent stress signal out, and so the body cannot rest, the body cannot recover, the body cannot do what it usually does at night, when it mm-hmm. recovers from the daily activities and recharges its batteries. And if this is not possible because there is a permanent stress signal sent out, then you don't sleep well. You wake up really exhausted, especially you wake up around 3 o'clock in the morning. That's a very typical sign, because the maximum of this, the intensity of the geopathic stress is at a maximum between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
If and why kids, is that so, Werner? Do you have any answer to that? Or?
Why that is? Mm-hmm. I do not, but it's the geopathic stress intensity looks like a sinus wave, so there is a higher part, and then there is a lower part over the 24 hours.
But there
are also other influences like the moon, so it's stronger with full moon. Because water, we are made out of so much water, so the moon affects
us. So is this practically look like a biorhythm?
But not so much a personal one as one of the landscape.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, yes.
Yeah, you're right, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, the reason why I'm asking
the maximum
this,
is let me just finish the sentence. The maximum is, in the early morning hours, and because we spend usually this time in bed, so we get affected by the stronger part of this. In the afternoon, it's usually not even half as strong, so it's quite weaker. But in the early morning, it's on the strong side. So that's why.
Wait a minute. Would that be the reason, Werner, why people feel so tired around 2 and 3 in the afternoon?
I would not necessarily say that,
gotcha.
Because it depends on, where you are, because there are other cycles. There is the organ cycle in Chinese medicine, the liver time is usually in the afternoon, and the liver tries mm-hmm. to recover a little bit. So there are other cycles there. But this depends on the geopathic one, is if you are exposed to this type of energy or not. Mm-hmm. So, and it's also, just to make this clear, it's not always giving you cancer, right? But they found in chronic situations, also with children who have learning problems with ADD, in the 1970s, they did big studies on that in Austria, where they didn't even have the term ADD and ADHD yet. But they did studies with school children, 3,000 school children in Austria, where they found big improvements in their classroom, when they made sure that everybody was sitting at good spots and not at weak spots.
Wow.
So it has a much bigger range.
Impact.
And what it, in general, what it does, geopathic stress drains your chi, so mm-hmm. it just wears you out. That's kind of the main idea behind. So it's not just attacking one specific thing. It just wears you out, and whatever is the weakest link then, because there are other influences. People smoke, and they have bad diet, and they have maybe genetic weaknesses. But whatever is the weakest link then, because the overall health situation, the overall energy balance is just dropping, This
So
is where
practically
exactly
contributing to
what
it.
exactly, yeah.
So, Wana, what I would like to ask you, let's help explain our listener what a new term means, subtle energy field.
Naya, subtle energy fields is energy fields which are beyond our usual senses, you know. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, some form of old Eastern medicines describe those and integrate this into their medical observations, except of Western medicine. Subtle means it's beyond the five senses, and so if you can't see it and you can't smell it, then you can easily deny it. Also, a lot of people just feel it, you know, and many people are so sensitive these days now. They have a form of sixth sense, where they feel other people's energies when they get too close into their field. And because you know, from the esoteric idea and studies, we are surrounded by energy fields in several layers. You know, maybe the science at the edge calls it biofields in different layers. The first one is an etheric layer, which spans out about maybe half an inch around the body, maybe a little bit more. And then there are other layers, and you know, some people call them aura fields. And they have colors. You know, some people can see them, some people can feel them. Sometimes they are irregular, or they have bumps and indentations. And if whenever there is a irregularity in the field and not a nice round field around it, then usually there something is going on. When we look at feng shui, at the energy of houses, for example, the house has energy fields, subtle energy fields around it also as well. And the house field usually stands out about 15 feet around the house. So when you have a neighbor closer than 30 feet to your house, these energy fields overlap. And sometimes in cities, you have the neighbor wall to wall, and then his field stands 15 feet into your space and yours into his. And
Oh my God, is
you
this
can
what we
feel
call
that.
actually entanglement?
Yeah, entanglement is a specific term for
I
quantum
know,
physics,
but we could call
but
it
it's an
actually
entanglement.
energetic, subtle energy entanglement.
It is a you can yeah maybe you can call it a form of
I don't know,
entanglement,
I'm just kind of playing
definitely,
with
yeah.
that.
An intrusion, you know, because sometimes you really feel the energy of somebody in your space. And you know, and with all those things, the question is, you know, what to do? Because you know, what can you do if your house is squeezed in a townhouse between some other units? You know, it's not easy to work with that.
So, well, now then, let me actually ask you another question. So, is this actually a subtle energy field the same as the chi prana life force, or is this something different? I just wanted to kind of understand the difference here.
No, yeah, I would say, you know, qi is the ideal energy, the blueprint, you know, the good energy. And the subtle fields are different layers of it. You know,
Okay, gotcha.
yeah.
Wow, so why is that important to keep this energy balanced?
Naya, you know, because illness always manifests as an energetic imbalance first. You know, there are people out there who practically say that stress is the cause which the one cause which creates illness. You know, it's always some form of stress, and the first form of stress are very subtle. If you look at these different densities, you know, when we look from the physical form, you know, which is matter, you know, and the most dense version, and then there is an energetic layer around it, you know, these subtle energy fields around it. But then there are emotional layers as well around it. And then there are mental layers, and then there are spiritual layers outside. So, you know, we talk about a living system or a living person as a multi-layer system in all those layers here. So illness very often develops from the very subtle way and densifies over time, you know, and if you don't see the signals and don't read and don't respond to the signals, it gets more and more dense until at the final stage it manifests as an ulcer, you know. But it has start with some worries, you know, about maybe some colleagues at work or, you know, your boss or whatever, and then you know, you had an emotional exchange and you, I don't know, you got yelled at, and you know, and then you know, the energy meridians that Chinese medicine can, at this point, can already diagnose this and see this, because the energy meridian is blocked, or maybe the stomach meridian has some problems. The qi doesn't flow anymore as well in the meridian, and you still ignore it, and at some time it becomes an ulcer, you know, and then you go to the doctor, and then they cut out. Or you know, try to fix in a physical way the problem, but the emotional situation is still the same. The energetic one, the
you didn't
one,
change anything emotionally. Yes,
are still the same. And so what happens is it either comes back, you know, in a little while as another ulcer, or if it's suppressed too much, it turns into something else.
I totally get that piece. But you know what, this, I'm just holding the thought. You just triggered a very interesting question in me when you were talking about, you know, for instance, living in the cities and you know, living wall to wall. So practically, then we can say actually our environment has an impact on our subtle energy field.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what feng shui is about. You know, feng shui is about the effect of your house on you, you know, and it's interesting.
This is so simple right now, but it just hit me. It just looked like this huge aha. It's like, wait a minute, you know, sometimes you don't take certain thing that is so simplistic serious. And it just became to me this huge aha moment. It's like, wow, look like anything else.
Yeah. That was what the real feng shui is about, right? Because feng shui has a number of different aspects, you know, and a lot of people just think of the interior design aspect, you know, choose some colors, choose some furniture. That is a part of it. But the real interesting part is, how is the house set up? You know, how regular or irregular is the house shape? Because the more irregular the house shape is, the more difficult it is for these subtle energy fields to hang around that, because the energy fields are like a bubble around the house. And the more irregular that is, the bubble has indentations, because it needs to go all around this additional extension and the attached garage and the little tower here, because the best living form is a simple rectangular house, you know, like in old times, a salt box. You know, nowadays we do all these fancy constructions.
Buildings, they may have a survival issue, energetic survival issue.
And then also, you know, nobody investigates the space before they build a house anymore. They just build it because they got a half an acre of land, and so they need to put the house somewhere else. You know, in old times, as I mentioned before, they watched the animals. They watched the farm animals. If the sheep would lie down somewhere, this was a good spot to put your house there. Otherwise, the animals would not lie down there. You know. So, but times have changed, and everything got crowded, and you know. So a lot of this information got lost.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fascinating, I have to say that. you know. And, you know, I mean, we can also right now go into, you know, a technical issue that is, you know, impacting the human health, look like a cellular phone, Wi-Fi's and TV and smart meters and stuff. They have the same impact as everything else, correct?
Yeah, this is you know, a man-made situation because it's a disturbance stress field, which again is invisible because it's just a high frequency field in the gigahertz range, but it affects us, you know. And there is more research coming out now. And in fact, when you sign your contract with your cell phone company, you sign there that you would not sue them for any health issues. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but you sign that you are aware, even
Wow.
nobody tells you about it, that you should. For example, at my company, I won't name any name, but it's
Yeah.
the biggest one. It says, you know, always keep the phone at least minimum 3/4 of an inch away from the head. You know, who does that? Who knows that? You know, nobody does. You know, nobody knows that it's really bad to use a phone in the car because the car is a Faraday cage, you know, which usually suppresses all kind of radiation. So in order to work there, the phone has to go immediately on maximum output power. And so when you use your phone in your car, it's always on maximum power, and then
Maximize.
you
Wow.
are usually you know, clench it in your shoulder, and you have it on your body. And I see people driving, you know, I don't know how it is in Florida, but in Maine it's there are no restrictions, so you can be on the phone while you drive, and people, like every second person on the highway is on their phone while they drive. I mean, that will be it will take about you know, I saw some really good videos from Swedish medical doctors who did research on that. And they said in about 2020 to 2024, this is when the whole disaster will come out, because it takes a number of years to weaken
Manifest.
us. You know, it's not happening in a year or two. But nowadays, you know, all the kids are on their phones and on their computers all the time. And give them a few more years, I mean, the brain cancer rates are already skyrocketing in children. They are the worst thing what somebody can do is give small children a phone to play with. That's the worst, because their brain is still developing, the bones are much softer than with grown-ups, so they are penetrated by this radiation
Vibration.
much more than a grown-up head or bone structure is, and it's really, really, really bad. But see, the question is, and this is why we have the topic of tools here, is what can we do practically? You know, I have a 16-year-old who goes to high school here, and all their homework is on their computer. So everybody has a computer and a phone and another computer there, and that's how they, you know, work and communicate. And even if you try to run away, you can't anymore, because even in the woods now there is cell phone reception.
I know. Well, see, this is why I said, Rona, you know, that is a great, you know, update story again, you know, today for you to be here, because what we wanted to do is, you know, present people what's really going on. Everybody has a right to make a decision. We are not here to tell them do or not to do, but you know, the point is to bring the information to people. Because remember, I was sharing to you also one story from what I experienced last year. I was here actually at the university last year, and I went to the things where they had the lunch and break room, and they had those long tables, and you know, those tables had, I think, at least 8 to 10 chairs, and in front of every chair on the table they had the electricity plug for the computer and the Wi-Fi, and I mean, I just, you know, fainted almost. I could not believe. And so, you know, this is why I'm saying, you know, bringing awareness to the people so they can actually do something. And I understand, you know, how these energies are impacting the human body.
Yeah, so education and
Exactly.
understanding, you know, what's going on is the one point, and then the other point is really you need to take care of yourself. So you need to protect yourself because you can't run away from it anymore, as you said, mm-hmm. right? You go to a coffee shop, and if you have your phone with you or not, everybody else around you has theirs on and their tablet and computer on. So you are exposed to these kind of fields anyway, right? So the point is, what can we do in a simple way to protect ourselves, our energy fields, you know, as much as possible, so the energy gets not beaten up and indented and stressed out as much as it otherwise would be. So.
Yeah,
so that's kind of
I just wanted to add to something here. I was actually, when I was preparing my material, you know, for the show, I was reading an article that in the article they've been mentioning that the Wi-Fi lowers the life force energy of the natural environment by 85%.
Yeah.
I just could not believe this. It's just a huge information.
Dramatic. And you know,
yes.
Because water is such a memory medium, water immediately picks up vibration and energy fields, right? So this is the whole story with the Emoto pictures, right? With the pictures
mm-hmm.
where you, you know, take a glass or bottle of water and write idiot or negative words on there, and then you look at the crystal structure and it's really like lumps, and then you say thank you or you say positive things and you get beautiful crystals out there because water holds this energy so dramatically and so quickly, and we are made out of 70% water. So our body just takes in these stress signals, stress radiation, and stores it, you know. And that's, you know, when we come home totally exhausted after a work day and barely recover overnight and barely feel better in the morning, you know, because of some of those, you know, electronics at home or geopathic stress at home. And so it's just a question of time till somebody gets sick and exhausted and the system breaks down. Because what the cells do, the cells rebuild themselves, you know, every few weeks, every 12 weeks you have a new liver, you know, every 7 years you have an entirely new skeleton structure, you know. So
if the immune system is compromised, then the body has a much harder time to recover itself, doesn't?
Yeah, of course, but what happens is that the cells, when they copy themselves and there is a stress situation, you know, when you have a stress situation, you don't work as well as if you have a relaxed situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when there is a permanent stress situation around you, you just freaking out and you barely make it. And this is what happens when the cells replace themselves. You know, the copy gets much worse than the original. And the next copy again and again and again. And so this is what we call aging, you know, and this is, I don't know if you saw these studies, but for the first time now, the life expectancy turns back, you know, and your children will live less long than you do, because until now, you know, we always expanded, and now it's the opposite because of the exposure to all these environmental situations. And again, you know, how maybe, you know, because time goes by quickly here, and I really would like to talk a little bit about some of those tools. You know, how do
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
How do you protect yourself and protect your space? And you know, and there are different angles and different considerations to make.
Yeah, go for it, Bono. Yes, please do.
Now, yeah, you know, the where my engineering passion came in, and my German blood, I'm half German, half Austrian, my mother is German, right? So when Germans are exposed to a problem, you know, they usually find a solution, you know, kind of that's the engineering mind. And so when you look at the Chinese feng shui, you know, a lot, I saw a statistics many years ago, which said in Asia, in 2 out of 3 recommendations, they tell you, you know, you don't have good feng shui, you should move. You know, but this is not a solution because you know, you move in where somebody else moved out before. And so,
yes.
You know, you would need to look at what's wrong there and what can we do to strengthen the subtle energy fields of your space. You know, how can we balance the missing areas? You know, how can we hold the energy field of your neighbor out there? You know, how can we keep it out? And we can do this through very, very interesting subtle energy tools, which we started to develop about 20 years ago, you know, in cooperation with some group of other researchers and in Germany and medical doctors and clairvoyant people. And so what we came up now is a number of different tools for different purposes. And people, maybe we at the end we tell them a website where they can
look
more information up. I have several websites anyway. But so one thing is we want to work and strengthen and protect our living space. You know, so these are called space harmonizers. So we a space harmonizer is a tool you put on your wall. It has to be flat on a wall, on a vertical wall, about a foot and a half down from the ceiling. And it neutralizes the entire house, the entire building, you know, several floors. There's no geopathic stress found anymore, no underground stress from underground water, from fault lines. EMFs are reduced. They're not totally wiped out as the geopathic stress. But then there's also the energy of your neighbor is kept out, the irregular shapes are balanced, and a bunch of typical feng shui problems are neutralized. For example, mm-hmm. you know, sharp corners, ceiling beams, you know, staircase which runs out directly the front door. These are typical feng shui issues, and they are, you know, not easy sometimes to counteract. Or if you have in the upper floors in the bedrooms up there, the roof line comes down, you have those ceiling slopes in there, you know, the energy is pulled down. And you know, a number of those, a new one, you know, because these tools get new program parts, you know, it's really like
upgraded.
A software mm-hmm. program. So we have a software program 10.4 now on those. And a recent update was windmills, you know, these huge blades in the landscape cut the energy of the landscape, cut the chi.
Oh, my God, that is the things, the information you and I, we were talking about, we would like to share with our listeners. Yes, please, yes.
And I just saw, I got reminded about that because we worked on that, you know, 20 years ago, I remember that. But, you know, there weren't many around at this time. But there was mm-hmm. a recent study done who found that, you know, there's all these health issues popping up now around those big wind turbines. And so this is a significant situation when you are around it, not too far away. You know, you get affected by those. So you know, the energy field, the subtle field around your house is just strengthened, like in a big way from the space harmonizer, the home harmonizer, for example. You know, there's mm-hmm. one specifically made for houses. There are other ones made for businesses and made for travel. And, you know, so there are a number of different versions around. The second group of tools are tools which you carry with you. You know, they are in form of pendants. And what they do is, instead of strengthening the energy of the house, they strengthen the energy of the person who carries
the body.
The body, yeah. And they don't have to be, you don't have to wear them as a pendant. Some people don't like this, especially men. You just keep them on your body close within half an inch in this first etheric layer around your body. So I have mine usually in my shirt pocket or in my pant pocket. just, you know, somewhere close on the body, and makes a big difference also when you, for example, travel in a plane, you know, like the time lag is a jet lag is not really a time issue. You know, what happens is, and pilots know this, that in higher altitudes there is much stronger radiation, you know, because the atmosphere protects us from the radiation from space out there and from the sun. And if you fly in a plane, fly a lot, you know, it's usually, somebody compared it some time ago with having 60 cell phones strapped on your body. You know,
oh,
and when you do that for, you know, 3-4 hours, you just exhaust it. So it's not so much the time difference when you land somewhere, because the body attaches to the sunlight and day and night very quickly. But it's this exposure to this big radiation. And the pendant, again, is a shield against those.
Mm-hmm.
Another application is, you know, wherever you go, if you're at work, for example, just to make sure that there's no geopathic stress there, or with all the computers around at your workplace. But another one would be cars. You know, the more electronics there are in cars, especially now the electric cars or the hybrid cars, are like a big, big drain on our energy field. I have clients who drove off a dealer's lot with a new hybrid car, and after an hour they came back and said, I get such cramps in my legs, I need a different car, you know, and that's because a lot of people now are more sensitive to the electric fields and electric exposures. That is not, you know, not untypical anymore. But, you know, every modern car has like 20, 30 computers built in, like one for the windows going up, and one for, you know, every
yeah, they are full of
aspect
that.
has a little chip in there and an extra computer aspect part in there. So we are surrounded by electronics. So in order to protect yourself, the pendants do a good job. And I like them for the kids also, because I had two kids at college so far, you know, now they are in their early, mid-20s, and they stay in a dorm room and with one or two other people, and so there are two or three cell phones, two or three computers, then a TV, and some iPads and iPods and I don't know what other things in one tiny little room, which is crazy. And
so practically
son,
they are on the overload.
Absolutely. My son, you know, my daughter is more on the intuitive side, and she does a bit of energy work and testing with me. My son, not so much, but he called me two or three times during college time and said, Dad, you know, I can't sleep. I wake up every night. Can you please help me? And we put one of those smaller harmonizers for a room in there, and it was fine, and he slept, you know. And so he notices the difference, and there is no question about that, you know. So
you don't have to convince him anymore.
No, but, you know, the point is, from my perspective, is we need something. You don't need to understand it. You don't need
exactly
to believe
yes
it. You know, you just put something in your energy field, and your energy field is improved. You know, and I'm not claiming that it's 100% as good as if you wouldn't have all this stuff around you, but it's significantly improved, you know, and it differs from situation to situation, from person to person. But there's a significant improvement, and, you know, if we live in the world, in the modern world we do, this is what we need to do, you know, and so we have something for cell phones, you know, specifically to put on cell phones and on computers to counteract the EMFs from there. You know, and so just in general, please, if you have a microwave oven, do not warm up your food or your coffee or your water in a microwave oven. You know, we did lifeblood microscopy pictures where we showed as soon as you drink one sip of water which comes out heated up from a microwave, your blood is totally messed up. you know, and all the blood cells stick together in big chains, which is really not healthy, because now the blood needs to pump those long chains through little vessels, and if it doesn't get them through, it needs to increase the pressure, and then people have high blood pressure, right?
Yeah, you know, Werner, I mean, it's what is really amazing to me that, you know, here we are, you know, over on the overload with this enormous amount of different technology that is actually not geared that, you know, how it's impacting the human life, but just kind of for our improvement our lives, but not you as an individual. And everything has a price. So I think, you know, this information is so crucial for people to understand that, you know, your life is on stake here. If you want to have a longevity, you will kind of have to educate yourself and try to do some measures, you know, to keep you healthy life.
And it's a little bit of preventative health, you know. So that's what we don't want to wait till we are sick. We want to do something before. You know, and people spend so much money on cosmetics and for their gym and for this and that. And if you think that you would use one of those tools, and you know, they're not getting weaker, they're not getting over time, so they always stay the same. So you have those for many, many years. It's a very minor investment in your health, and so this is, you know, really the one of the ways to go next to, for example, nutrition, you know, and some, you know, decent exercise, not too wild, but decent. You know, there are a number of steps which all need to come together.
Absolutely. But, well, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. You know, you will have to, you know, number one, you know, look for your health. You have to look for your nutrition. You will have to look for your subtle energy. You have to watch your emotional aspect. You have to watch, you know, thoughts. I mean, there are so many aspects. And today, you know, what is very difficult, because people are so busy, they do not have time for information, sit down, and they just grab whatever, you know. Most of the people, what are we doing? Going to store and, you know, get food, you know, which is already, you know, cooked and done. So we don't have time to prepare for ourselves. And it's not necessarily...
You know, that's the other thing is that, you know, what happens to the food you buy in a store, in a restaurant? You know, a lot of the food has been pre-cooked in a microwave.
That's exactly,
you know,
what happens. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes.
What happens to the water? You know, people are not aware. I just heard another study, like, just 2 days ago, how much drugs are in our drinking water, you know, and estrogen from anti-baby pills, you know, and because when we... understand homeopathy, you know, there is a high dilution of a substance, and it's very usually the higher the dilution, the stronger the effect is, right? So when people now have their drinking water, you know, from the faucet, and I drink water from the faucet because I don't like bottled water, you know, because wherever this water comes from. But there is some kind of recycle going on. The water goes through the land and through the landfills, and you know, and people throw out and pee out all the supplements and the drugs they use. The psychodrugs,
the
right?
The memory of all that is not cleared.
And the water, as we mentioned earlier, you know, holds the information and the memory of that. And so the water you drink has a homeopathic doses of drugs, of psychodrugs, of all kind of things, of toxins, of course, you know, even if you filter it out, you know, but the information is still in there. And so that's why we came up with another tool, which is a laser, a very specific bioresonance laser, where we show in live blood microscopy pictures how the blood changes. Even if you drink coffee, for example, the blood is immediately a mess. You know, like a minute later, the blood is a mess. It's all sticky. But if you laser your coffee before you drink it, it's beautiful. The blood is beautiful afterwards. And we did this with microwaved water. We did this even with junk food. You know what junk food does, so people can look up those pictures.
And I think you did actually some research, a study with the cigarettes, smoking.
Yeah, and I did it with a cigarette as
I know
well,
that.
which was interesting. But it's not only changing the blood, it's changing the taste of it as well. You know, a bit subtle, but it changes the taste of water. It changes the taste of alcohol. It changes the taste of coffee. You know, I really, personally, I love good cappuccinos, but I know they are not really that great for my stomach. You know, so I get a little bit of stomach pain afterwards. If I laser the coffee before I have it, you know, and I put 3 sugars in there, and you know the whipped up milk and everything, there's no inconvenience in my stomach feeling afterwards, and I enjoy my coffee. It doesn't mean, you know, you should drink alcohol or you should smoke or whatever, but you just make sure that when you do, you keep the damage. You know, limited, and then you do some good stuff afterwards, you know, and you have some greens and you have some fruit. And
but practically, you know, have a balanced diet.
Yeah, of course I want you to do that. But even if you have your fruit, laser your fruit, you know, because what you know, we found out some years ago was that by law, all nuts have to be radiated now, you know, like radiated.
Listen, not just that, there's
all
so many
berries,
other things.
Even if they're called organic, you know, that's the food process, because they want to make sure that there are no germs on there, no whatever. And again, you know, your body picks up this information as soon as you eat it. So when you laser it, you neutralize this on the informational level. So you wipe out the information of the psychodrugs, you wipe out the information of the toxins and of all
that's
those
the key
toxins.
Actually to clean to wipe out the information, Warner.
How do you do
I said, you know, that's the key to wipe out the information.
That's the key, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it is essential, you know, in order to have like a preventative health approach to make sure that the stuff you put into your body is as good as possible and as clean as possible, you know, and you know, stay on the healthy side.
Yeah, Bernard, this was amazing interview and amazing information. Listen, we have maybe only 3 more minutes. What I would like you to do is, do you mind to give our listener how they can get in contact and, you know, your final thoughts?
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, maybe I have several websites. I would say one website is called www.geopathology.com. Geo like in geography and pathology like with T-H, P-A-T-H-O-L-O-G-Y. Geopathology.com, which gives you a lot of basic information. If you want to look up my tools, you could go to www.bioresonancetools.com, bioresonancetools.com, and there are there's my information on there. There's my phone number, my email on all of those sites, so people can contact me if they have specific questions. I, you know, love to talk about those things, and that's what I do. You know, my final thought is, you know, health is not something which happens to you. Health is a bank account, an energetic bank account. As soon as you are in the positive, you know, as soon as you make sure that you get good food and you get rest and you get good sleep, you know, the balance is in the positive. If you're stressed out all the time, if you have junk food all the time, if you don't sleep and are stressed during the day, then at some point you swap into the negative. And then the problem starts, you know. And so stay on the positive. Make sure your environment is protected, and you are protected from our modern technologies. And then everything is far easier and far better.
Absolutely. And also, folks, I just wanted to let you know, Werner didn't have the time to talk about. He has also pendant for the pets. Correct, Werner?
Oh yeah, we have some new ones for pets now, which repel ticks and fleas, and they work really well.
I know.
Well.
I know that, this is something because, there are so many pets lovers and, people wanted to do something and protect their own pets too, not just, them as, and the children, but also the little animals. So, well, not thank
Children
you
and the
so much.
animals.
What's that?
The children and the animals.
Exactly. Well, Vona, thank you so much. And that was my pleasure to have you today again on the show. And it was absolutely amazing information. Well, thank you so much and take good care of yourself. So, good
Thank you,
night,
my friend.
everybody. And thanks for tuning in.